We've all been spending a little bit more time at home than usual. The understatement of the century. For those with kids, you're probably spending a lot more time with them. So here's an opportunity. How about integrating teaching your kids about money into everyday activities that don't necessarily require you to leave the house because you're mainly not leaving the house? Joining us now to share some tips and tricks is Will Carmichael, CEO of Rooster Money. He joins us from the UK. Where in the UK? Somewhere fancy? You in London, Will?
Bruce, yeah. Hi, I'm here in London.
You are in London. Fancy, but, excellent.
But raining.
It's pretty fancy. We'll give it to you. Now, when it comes to teaching your kids about money, what do you mean by teachable moments around the house? And do you have kids of your own? Are they going to roll their eyes when they hear you talking about all the stuff you make them do?
they probably will, although we've still managed to do it throughout the last year of spending more time at home. I think, you know, much like teaching, you know, or learning a new language, it's way easier, right, when you're a young kid than when you're 30. And very much like money, we see that similar opportunity. So spending time at home obviously is also a great opportunity to get your kids engaged with some of those lessons.
What are some examples of that? Are you like asking them to snuggle up to you while you trade Bitcoin on your laptop?
Well, that might teach them a bit about volatility.
Yes.
But look, I think there are kind of two different areas which it can be great to get them involved. You might be at that time of the year when you're having a look at your utility bills. Maybe you're thinking about switching your electricity, looking at your cell phone bills. That's a great opportunity to get your kids looking for the best deals out there. And you could even maybe cut them in on some of the savings. So it's good.
Really? How does that work?
So, you know, looking at price comparison sites, researching what the different costs are. Maybe they need to learn a little bit about, you know, what it costs to heat your house. Then they can go out and find that deal for you. It's great for them to learn about some of the costs of living at home and what we all have to do as adults. And also is a great activity for them.
People do still spend money, even though we are in these crazy times. If there is, so that's on the bills front as those bills come in. How can you integrate lessons as you spend money as a family? You know, groceries, clothing, entertainment, such as it is.
Totally. I think every time that, you know, you're spending money in that way, so maybe you're getting the shop delivered home at the moment, is a great time to talk to them about what it costs to do these things and actually, you know, get them involved in the weekly budget. That's another great way of doing it. So if you've got a family and what you're spending on food each week, you can get them to find the deals at the supermarket. And again, make savings. I think if you are getting bills, then explaining what the bill's for, why you need to pay it, and give them an idea of, again, what it costs to do those things, or maybe why you get annoyed if they leave the lights on in their room when they're not there. That all brings that sense of why we use money, why we need to earn it too.
We've talked about the Rooster Money app before, but tell me what in these times, what is the most important feature or most important element of that experience for kids that you would reinforce in these times?
So I think our big thing about getting your kids engaged in money is that regular engagement. And that's what Rooster Money really helps with. So, you know, setting an allowance, maybe setting some parameters on why you get that allowance. So on Rooster Money, you can set chores for them to then be able to complete to earn that allowance or earn them as one-offs is a great way to structure things. And we found that particularly over the last year when you have perhaps got jobs around the house that they can earn a little bit of extra on as well. You know, mowing the lawn has been the most popular in the last year, washing the car, as you sort of we talked about earlier, raking leaves. Those are the kind of top three on our allowance index at the moment. But I think it's about giving them some money, getting them engaged with something to save towards a goal, learning that you earn, and then also being able to use it. And certainly over the last year, again, we've seen things move towards online spending. So back in 2019, the top three things to spend your allowance on were books and magazines, presents and candy. In 2020, Roblox, Fortnite, and indeed, it's great to see that, that presents are still up there and now taking the top spot. So we might have changed the way that, that pocket money has been spent in the last year simply by being at home, but it's still happening and it's still an opportunity to have a conversation about money.
Did you say candy fell off the top three?
Candy is now down to position four. So it's dropped one.
What is wrong with kids these days?
I think the great thing is you see these continued themes that probably Bruce, you and I had in our childhood, and Lego is still up there and has always been up there. But we're seeing things evolve, and you know, the way that kids are interacting online, playing games together, using Roblox, which again, you know, there's a kind of a lot of invisible learning elements to that, like there is on Minecraft, is really interesting to see.
I, like you, I talk about this with parents all the time, and they will talk a big game, but the number who follow through is a fraction of the people who are values aligned to what we're talking about. What is the single most important thing that you could say to a parent who agrees in principle with talking to your kids about money and training them in the ways of money, but in practice they aren't doing it?
It's really hard, right? Like everything is sticking to that routine. I think, you know, whether it was in the days of going to the gym, you have to keep working there. I think what often parents find with Rooster Money is that once you get into that kind of regularly giving an allowance, that's the opportunity, you know, on a Saturday morning, sit down and go, well, how much allowance have you earned? And to do something about it. And I think making it part of the everyday, rather than having to feel like you've got to make the time, that's the key bit. And I think that's a great vehicle that the allowance really gives you, is that you can make it just part of everything that you do. And kids will want to get stuff and they will want to save towards stuff. I mean, what's really brilliant, we saw that, you know, kids are saving really chunky amounts of their pocket money, around 45% of what they earned over the last year, they're putting towards saving for longer term items. And I think just as a parent, trying to get into that regular routine of giving a little bit with some parameters and some rules kickstarts the whole conversation easily.
I did an interview on this show about the gender gap in financial literacy, and a big hurdle for women adults is a lack of confidence around money. What are you seeing between the genders at a young age? Are you seeing differences in which they engage in your app, differences in ways they learn? Because we know if we're going to make a difference on the gender gap, it needs to start early.
Totally. And no, look, there might be different things that girls and boys save towards at different ages. But what we see early on, and perhaps that's by nature of what Roots Money is all about, which is getting kids engaged, is, you know, that involvement with putting their allowance towards something, setting up goals is very much the same. And you're absolutely right. It's all about building confidence. It's, you know, what we like to talk about is financial capability. So it's not only knowing what you should be doing and having the confidence to go and do that, but also the access to be able to do that. And that's something that we need to do, not only, you know, with kids, but and start it early, but hopefully that'll then go through life with them. And you can start those habits really early. You know, I'm sure you've seen the research, Bruce, that by the age of seven, we've shaped, you know, a lot of those money habits that will stick with us for life. And as I say, if you can start learning a language easier age, you know, three or four, you can do that with money too.
You want a pacifier? You want your pacifier? It'll cost you a dollar. It's a dollar. You can have it. It's a dollar. Oh, wait, sorry. Am I revealing too much about my parenting strategy? Yes, I am. Too much. Well, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Really appreciate having me on. Thanks, Bruce.
Will Carmichael is the CEO of Rooster Money. He joined us from London, England, to talk about how you can integrate some of the lessons about personal finance under the roof. Well, that is where we are 99% of the time these days.